What was this experience like when you found out you were in Georgia and then you found out that there was fighting going on?
Well, it seemed kind of unbelievable. I mean, there had been, we were aware of the fact that there were there was a lot of rhetoric back and forth over the last few months, but it didn't seem as though it was ever going to come to blows. We were actually invited by the U.S. Embassy in Tbilisi to be present at the opening of the exhibit in Mestia, which is a remote area up in the Caucasus Mountains. And you know, they certainly wouldn't have had us come if there was any indication that there would be a problem. Our reaction, I think, was that well, we're probably going to be well protected. We were not in a contested zone, although we were right next to the breakaway region of Abkhazia, and of course we weren't that far from the Russian border, but we were protected by the high Caucasus Mountains, so we didn't have any problem there.
So you felt pretty secure that nothing bad was going to happen.
I think that's actually right. I think our greatest fear was that we may be delayed, our departure may be delayed for even a long period of time.
Now, this journey you took to get to Turkey sounds absolutely harrowing, is the only word I can come up with. You had to pretty much travel the countryside. Did you do that on foot?
Oh, no. We
Okay.
were with the we were with a
A
group of
caravan.
a caravan,
Yeah.
yes, from of the that was led by the cultural attaché of the U.S. Embassy, and there were the head of the museums in Georgia was part of the caravan, and actually we picked up a couple of Israelis, one of whom needed medical attention. So he went along, I think, in the car of the cultural attaché, and several other people as well. The most harrowing part of the journey probably was the trip from Mestia down to Zugdidi, but that wasn't necessarily because of the threat of the Russians, more the nature of the road.